Hi guys, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
And it's time for our monthly comic, Meet the Wongs.
There's always something interesting going on in that family. Mm-hmm. I wonder what it will be this time.
Well, first, we're going to have to refresh all of our memories, okay? So think, do you remember who Leo is?
Leo?
Yeah.
Is he their new puppy?
No, that's Cheese.
Oh,
Leo,
right.
Leo is Paige's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. He's the cutest guy in Paige's class.
That's right. Paige had a crush on him, which means she really liked him. Then they started hanging out, and now they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
So romantic. So today's comic is about Paige and Leo.
Yes, but it may not be a happy story.
What? What do you mean?
Well, look at the title.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes love isn't enough.
Oh, no. Quick, we need to read through and find out what's happening.
Okay.
Now.
Meet the Wongs. Sometimes love isn't enough.
Hi, Leo. What time should I make reservations for on Saturday?
Sorry, I won't be able to make it.
But it's Valentine's Day. Plus, we decided on a restaurant weeks ago.
There's something I need to tell you. I think we should break up.
What? But this is all so sudden.
Paige, I'm really sorry. I just don't know what else to do.
Is it something I did? Do you not like me anymore?
You didn't do anything wrong. I still like you a lot.
Then what's wrong?
It's my parents. They don't approve of our relationship. I have to go now. I'll call you later.
Word power!
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Every year, on February 14th, people celebrate Valentine's Day. Every year on February 14th, people celebrate Valentine's Day. Break up. Break up. The couple broke up and then got back together again. The couple broke up and then got back together again. Else. Else. Someone else is looking for the same book. Someone else is looking for the same book. Anything. Anything. I didn't buy anything, even though there were lots of things on sale. I didn't buy anything, even though there were lots of things on sale.
So, remember, Leo is Paige's boyfriend. They've been dating for a few months already. Now, Paige calls Leo to discuss their plans for Valentine's Day. We'll explain a bit more about that in a moment.
Yay! OK, 所以我们一开始看到呢，这个情人节即将要到啦。那还记不记得这个 Paige 和 Leo？ 哦，他们已经在一起几个月哦。所以这是两个人第一次共度情人节。那到底他们会怎么样过这个情人节呢？我们就要继续看下去咯。
So Paige says, like, hi Leo, what time should I make reservations for on Saturday? So a reservation, which is spelled R-E-S-E-R-V-A-T-I-O-N, reservation, long word, that's when you reserve or book something in advance, like a table at a restaurant, a seat on a plane, or a room at a hotel.
Okay, so 一开始我们就看到 Paige 她在房间是打 打电话给 Leo， 因为他们要计划如何度过情人节，他就说，欸 Leo， 星期六我要预约什么时间好呢？ OK， 看来他是要 make a reservation， 要订这个餐厅，有没有？其实 make a reservation 也可以用来订饭店啦，或是机票，刚刚排都有提到。那你也可以用 book 这个字来表示预定哦。不过要记得哦，在英文呢，如果我们要跟牙医预约，我们英文就要用 book an appointment。
Mm-hmm. So it looks like Paige and Leo have big plans. However, it says, Leo says rather, he says hesitantly, sorry, I won't be able to make it. And he says that hesitantly. If you say something hesitantly, you don't really want to say it, so you pause and you take a long time.
But it's Valentine's Day, Leo. Leo 这样很犹豫的说，犹豫的英文就是 hesitantly. 那如果要用动词的话，就是 hesitate， 就是犹豫。OK， 所以呢，刚刚我们还看到这个在口语上常常我们回绝对方的时候，无法参加某个活动，就会常常用到 Leo 刚刚说的 "Sorry, I won't be able to make it" 来表示。My God, Leo can't make it to the date.
That's right.To make it means to manage to arrive at a place or go to an event.
Make it 呢就是可以出席啊，或是赶到某个地方这样的意思。
So Paige is pretty surprised by this, and she says, "But it's Valentine's
Day.
Plus, we decided on a restaurant weeks ago. They've made plans." Now we did mention Valentine's Day before. Okay, let's spell Valentine's for you. It's V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E with an apostrophe S. Valentine's. Now Valentine's Day is February 14th. We also call it Saint Valentine's Day. And February 14th is traditionally people will send a Valentine, which is a special card to someone that they love, but it won't always say who the card is from. They could also send flowers, especially red roses, which are a sign of love.
OK, 这时候呢 Paige 跟我刚刚反应还蛮像说 But it's Valentine's Day, 这是情人节。再说呢他们好几个星期就决定好餐厅啦。这里它的 plus 就是而且啊然后再说这样的意思。那刚刚 Paige 老师解释到 Valentine's Day, 当然指的就是2月14号的西洋情人节啦。那如果中国的七夕其实我们也可以用 Chinese Valentine's Day 来表示哦。那 Valentine 其实呢就是等于呢这个要送给人家的情人节的卡片。那如果你要送情人礼物通常呢像是可不免俗就是像 flowers 花啦或是 chocolate 巧克力、甚至是 teddy bear 泰迪熊都是很常见的礼物啦。
So let's put that in a sentence. Every year on February 14th, people celebrate Valentine's Day. Every year on February 14th, people celebrate Valentine's Day.
每年2月14号大家都会庆祝情人节。哦惨了惨了 ,Paige 已经期待那么久连餐厅都订好了。This doesn't look good.
It's about to look a whole lot worse as Leo says, there's something I need to tell you. I think we should break up.
What? Break up?
That's right, Leo wants to break up. Now this is a phrasal verb and it means the end of a marriage or a relationship.
啊，事情好比这更惨的吗？情人节竟然 Leo 对那个 Paige 说，有一件事我必须要告诉你，我们应该要 break up， 就是分手。那如果情侣 break up 就是 break up， 那但是如果是结婚的人 break up， 通常我们还用另外一个字，就是 divorce，D-I-V-O-R-C-E， 就是离婚来表示。
So let's give an example. The couple broke up and then got back together again. The couple broke up and then got back together again.
OK, 那对情侣就是 couple, 分手然后又复合啦，听起来很像这个明星情侣档都会分分合合哦。I can't believe Leo. Why would he do that?
Paige feels the same way. She says, what? But this is all so sudden.
对啊 Paige 她可能还没有准备好说这一切好突然哦 Poor Paige
Yeah, but Leo doesn't seem too happy about it either He says, Paige, I'm really sorry I just don't know what else to do The word else, E-L-S-E, else means besides or in addition to something or someone
OK, 我们来看一下 Leo 就是说 Paige 真的很抱歉，但是我真的不知道该如何是好。这里呢它其中有用到 else 这个副词，就是其他另外这样的意思哦。像是呢我们可以说 where else can we meet， 意思就是 at what other place can we meet， 我们还可以在哪个地方碰面呢，有没有其他的地方。
Yep, let's put it in a sentence. Someone else is looking for the same book. Someone else is looking for the same book.
有其他人在找同本书。I don't understand. Why is he breaking up with her?
Well, that's what Paige wants to know. She asks, is it something I did? Do you not like me anymore?
对呀、Paige 要问的真好，说是我做了什么吗？你不喜欢我了吗？Leo better have a good answer. If he has another girlfriend, I'm gonna be so angry.
Yeah, well, let's find out. Leo says, you didn't do anything wrong. I still like you a lot. Interesting. Before we find out more, let's explain the word anything. Okay, A-N-Y-T-H-I-N-G. Anything. We usually use anything in negative sentences to mean no particular thing or event. Like, I don't know anything, I haven't seen anything, that kind of stuff.
OK, 这种 Leo 就是说你什么都没有做错，我还是非常喜欢你，好怪哦。Anything 就是表示任何事物这样的意思哦。And how can we use that in a sentence?
OK,、I didn't buy anything even though there were lots of things on sale. I didn't buy anything even though there were lots of things on sale.
虽然很多东西都在 on sale, 在打折啊减价，但是我什么都没有买哟。Leo still likes her?
Yeah.
Then what's wrong?
Those are Paige's words exactly. She says, then what's wrong?
Oh, 你看连 Paige 跟我问你一样，到底是怎么啦 Leo? Right, that's what I want to know.
Here it comes. Leo says, it's my parents. They don't approve of our relationship. Okay, to approve, A-P-P-R-O-V-E, approve of something means to like it or to be in favor of it.
所以不是小三，是他的父母、Leo 的父母。他说他不赞成他们两个的关系或是感情哦。Approve 就是赞成的意思。
We also saw the word relationship. This is spelled R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N-S-H-I-P. Relationship. And it's the way in which two people or things are connected. But in this case, it means when two people have an emotional association. They both really like each other.
没错 ,relationship 虽然一般有着关系，人与人之间的两人的关系，但是呢，在这边呢，我们是用来表示感情啊，像是 relationship problems 就是指感情问题。So if they like each other,What have Leo's parents got to do with it?
Well, Leo's about to explain, but then he says, I have to go now. I'll call you later.
Huh? 什么？就这样子吗？所以正要解释的时候呢 ,Leo 好像很神经兮兮说，哎、I have to go now. 通常我们挂电话就会这样说，我必须要挂电话了，我会再打给你。That's it? That's all?
I know, but that's all for today.We'll have to come back tomorrow to find out how Paige deals with this and if Leo really calls her back.
还要等到明天呢、哦、我现在就想知道到底 Leo 他会不会马上呢再做解释，要不然如果我是 Paige 我可能就一直看我的 line 或者我的手机、
oh, okay.
就是 like, is he going to call me back or is he going to text me to tell me what happens?
Okay, well it's time for us to end today's lesson right
okay.
now.
Okay.Oh, I'm so mad with Leo right now.
Because he broke Paige's heart?
Not just that. He broke up with her on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's not good.
我觉得男生呢如果要分手的话怎么可以在电话上分手呢 or over line? That
yeah,
even
or break up with someone on Facebook?
And,
Can you do that?
对啊 Facebook 突然就是说解除关系 unfriend this person.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
You know, 这真的很恐怖哦。So, and it's on Valentine's Day. That's even
yeah,
worse.
Just before Valentine's
Day. Just before,
Maybe
right.
he just doesn't want to pay for the meal. Is he that cheap? Is he that kind of guy? We don't know. Does he really have another girlfriend or his parents?
真的 yeah. Use? 我一直都觉得有小王诶、
欸。Whoa,
okay.
What's going on? Well, we don't know. What we do know is that it's not good to break up with someone on the phone. If you're going to do that to someone, you should really do it face to face, right?
对啊，如果要分手的话，肯定要好好的去沟通。Why? 为什么呢？而且你要面对面去讲这个东西，而不是在 Facebook or over the phone. phone.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't want to answer any more questions. Bye.
Gotta go.
Yeah, that's no good. All right, well, you guys are going to have to come back tomorrow to see if this story has a happy ending. Bye for now.
Bye. Fingers crossed.
Step by step.
I just don't know what else to do. I just don't know what else to do.
It's okay. I don't blame you. I understand this is the best choice you can make.
I just don't know what else to do.
You should have discussed it with me first. Look at the worries and troubles you're causing me right now.
I just don't know what else to do.
It's okay. I don't blame you. I understand this is the best choice you can make.
I just don't know what else to do.
You should have discussed it with me first. Look at the worries and troubles you're causing me right now.
Will is my white knight. He always shows up when I'm in trouble.
Will is my white knight. He always shows up when I'm in trouble.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。相信大家小时候看的童话故事中，常常都会有英雄救美这种桥段。那日常生活中偶尔也会出现类似的情况。譬如 Eunice 我啊，就有个真实案例，像是啊，有次我在等公车的时候，突然下起了雨，而当时因为要上公车了，所以就懒得把伞拿出来。突然身旁就有个男生把伞递过来帮我挡雨。这种情节仿佛就是电影中才会出现的吧，就像今天 A Plus 小聚会的句子 Will is my white knight. He always shows up when I'm in trouble. 威力是我的英雄，每次我有困难的时候他都会出现。句子中的 white knight 指的就是白马骑士，也就是像童话故事中总是在危急关头出现解救美女的英雄。要注意 night 这个字跟夜晚的 night 发音一模一样哦，但是骑士这个字多了一个不发音的 k。 另外句子中的 show up 就是出现的意思，而 in trouble 就是有困难。好了，同学们，我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。 Will is my white knight. He always shows up when I'm in trouble. 非常好，下次记得碰到对你英雄救美的男生的时候，就可以对他说 You are my white knight. 我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Will is my white knight. He always shows up when I'm in trouble.
Will is my white knight. He always shows up when I'm in trouble.
He's the one. He's the one. He's the one.
Meet the Wongs. Sometimes love isn't enough.
Hi, Leo. What time should I make reservations for on Saturday?
Sorry, I won't be able to make it.
But it's Valentine's Day. Plus, we decided on a restaurant weeks ago.
There's something I need to tell you. I think we should break up.
What? But this is all so sudden.
Paige, I'm really sorry. I just don't know what else to do.
Is it something I did? Do you not like me anymore?
You didn't do anything wrong. I still like you a lot.
Then what's wrong?
It's my parents.They don't approve of our relationship. I have to go now. I'll call you later.
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Every year, On February 14th, people celebrate Valentine's Day. Every year on February 14th, people celebrate Valentine's Day. Break up. Break up. The couple broke up and then got back together again. The couple broke up and then got back together again. Else. Else. Someone else is looking for the same book. Someone else is looking for the same book. Anything. Anything. I didn't buy anything, even though there were lots of things on sale. I didn't buy anything, even though there were lots of things on sale.